Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable. Too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Bears coming with the blitz. Rodgers sees it, floats it down the middle. It is caught. Valdez-Scantling gonna go all the way. Touchdown, Green Bay. 72 yards.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily on the
BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Chris Ranji in today for Joe O. And we got a lot to get to. Coming up next hour, we will have Ryan Horvat of BetMGM tonight on his Bucks game six tonight, trying to close out the NBA Finals. And coming up at 11 o'clock, our Ryan McDonough will join us, our Odyssey NBA insider, to talk all things Game 6. But, Chris, we are just, a day away from some NFL training camps opening. We are a week away from basically every team opening. They're going to do like a Midnight Madness thing where everyone kind of opens in the same day. So football is here. And we got to hit on who's going to lead the NFL here, rushing, receiving yards. We'll get to that in a second. But let's just chat for a minute about what we just heard and saw Adam Schefter and the report that the Packers offered Aaron Rodgers a contract extension that would have made him, the highest paid player. And it sounds like from Adam Schefter, Chris, that Rodgers said, nope, no thanks.
Well, if you were wondering, and I know Schefter said this in the tweet, if it was about cash, it is definitely a not about that for Rodgers. First things first, I think that if he really wanted to, as far as finances go, he's more than comfortable with what he's already made in his career. So if he just decided, you know what, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I'm not going to play anymore. I'm going to go host Jeopardy or whatever. He would be more than happy to just go do that. But this is about like how he feels he's been treated and how he feels like the Packers have not done enough to support him over the last few years. And you know what? As much as he can rub people the wrong way, he's right. Like, I mean, he's the Packers have not done enough for him, for a guy who is their franchise and a guy who has carried them. They have not done enough to support him. They've not done enough to support him defensively. Obviously going and drafting a quarterback last year pissed him off, and I totally understand why, because he was looking for some help and they didn't do that. So I think that situation, that relationship, totally irreparable, and this is evidence of that. I don't know if any amount of money would have kept him there.
Yeah, and I think what you just said there, irreparable, is the right word, because if they're offering a contract that is extra 2 years, tying him to Green Bay for five more years as the highest paid player, there's all the security you would think he'd want. If this was about security, if this was about making sure he's the guy, it's not just going to be like, oh, one more year, we're getting rid of you and we're going to hand it over to Jordan Love because that was our plan anyway. You know, he'd be in control. Like there'd be no way they could get rid of him for, probably at least 3 or 4 years, depending on how the contract is structured. He'd be the guy long-term. Chris, this tells me it's over, that he's not playing there. This is not going to end, the way they want, the way maybe a lot of people around the NFL thought it would. Now it's a matter of what's next, right? Like if they offer him the contract, which would be the monetary kind of bonus to get him to come back and play nice. And he says, no, like, where do we go from here? Because, you know, maybe he'll hold out, maybe he won't. But if he's not staying and he's not accepting the deal, I have to think at some point these sides got to go their separate ways.
They do. I don't know how they let go of him now. And they could make a deal with another team, because there are a lot of teams out there, obviously, that would jump at a chance to have him. Many teams are set at quarterback, but most of the teams are not. So I think just about anybody would love to have him. The problem I think they are running into now is they have damaged this to a point where I think he's almost, and I'm not inside his head, but I feel like he's spiteful. I feel like there's a little bit of spite in him. And you mentioned the phrase, this is not going to go the way you want it to go. And the first thing I thought of was a couple of years ago when Giancarlo Stanton, the Marlins were trying to trade him, and he was already pissed off at them. And he told Derek Jeter, this is not going to go the way you want it to go. And they had worked out a deal with another team, and he said no, because he had the authority to tell them no. And I feel like Rodgers would do the same thing here. I feel like he probably wants to make it hurt a little bit. First things first, he wants to be happy, but I think he'd also like to stick it to the organization if he has an opportunity to do that.
I think you're right. And the Giancarlo Stanton example is a good one. And this spiteful is a fair word, vindictive maybe a little bit with Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to do it his way. And right now, the Packers are at 16-1 to win the Super Bowl, plus 1,600. I would stay away from all Packers futures right now. I know we're going to talk about rushing, receiving in a second and who might lead the NFL with those combined numbers. One of those guys is Aaron Jones. I can't touch it. Like, anything Packers related, Chris, when it comes to this season, because of the uncertainty with Rodgers, I have to stay away from it. I mean, now my mind starts to go to, where does Rodgers end up if he's moved? And like, could you get some value if you guess correctly on where he goes? I mean, he's the best or second best or whatever you want to rank him quarterback in the league. He was the MVP last year. And now we still don't know where he's going to play. I can't bet anything Packers with all this going on.
I guess unless you're getting like the prices change dramatically and you're getting something crazy in terms of value before a deal's even made, before he's even sent somewhere else, I guess maybe you might want to jump on that, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm with you. And it's funny because you mentioned Aaron Jones. That's of all these guys we were going to talk about here in a moment, that was one that was actually my most intriguing, I think. Well, I had two that were pretty intriguing, and that is one of them. This is making me rethink that a little bit, but I don't know if I'm going to jump off that yet. And I know we'll get to it in a second, but as far as the team futures go, as far as what happens this season, what happens in the NFC North, I'm definitely not touching anything Packers wise. I'm not touching anything division wise when it comes to the NFC North, because it'll all depend on whether or not he's there.
Yeah, I'm totally out on Packers futures, on their players, on over unders for anything. Cause like, you know, we're talking about, and it's not like we have any clue of what the drop off would be. I think we all feel it would be significant going from Aaron Rodgers to a player in Jordan Love that's ever played in the NFL, but you know, it could be monumental, the drop off for that team, for the players. All right. So you mentioned there Aaron Jones. So let's hit on this here, Chris. So we're looking at, you know, a lot of markets are, you kind of jump on now early before training camp, before injuries, you might get a good number, you know, NFL rushing at plus receiving yards. So you know, these are the all purpose players that do it both. And, you know, if you look at the list right now and kind of some of these over-unders, Christian McCaffrey has the highest total, really an incredible sum, 1850 and a half. I mean, that's a lot of total yards there. Dalvin Cook, 1695 and a half. Ezekiel Elliott, 1500 and a half. Saquon, a little over 1500. Jonathan Taylor, right there as well. And then you have the Kamaras, Aaron Jones, who you mentioned, Cam Akers. As I look at this list, Chris, if I had to pick one of these guys to lead the NFL in rushing and receiving yards and really feel good about it, I keep coming back to Alvin Kamara, who, you know, is the do-it-all guy who I think is probably as good, if not better, of a pass catcher than he is a running back. He's a pretty good running back. His number's at 1450, and I keep coming back to the Saints and what they're going to be offensively and the unknown with whether it's Taysom Hill, whether it's Jameis Winston. And I just feel like Kamara is going to be that safety blanket for whoever the quarterback is. He's going to rack up a bunch of catches. You know, Sean Payton's going to tell that quarterback, whoever it is, to, you know, use that guy. Make sure we get the easy completions to Kamara. I love him as the guy who could lead the NFL, you know, with the all-purpose yards here.
I do, too. And that was my guy other than Aaron Jones that I was thinking about. And the thing about Kamara is in three of the last four seasons, he has gone over that total that you mentioned. And there is in New Orleans, there's a little bit of uncertainty about the quarterback situation that you also mentioned. But the feeling is that if Jameis Winston wins that starting job and he's the primary quarterback, that he will do a better job of utilizing Kamara in the passing game. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but that production drops off a lot if Taysom Hill is the quarterback. And there was some interview that Kamara had done fairly recently, and I think he jokingly said, I'm going to have a talk with Taysom Hill about throwing him the football. I think that's going to even out. Regardless of who the quarterback is, Sean Payton is going to make sure that guy knows that Kamara is an eligible receiver every time, and you need to be looking for him. Obviously, he's not going to be your plan A every time. He's not going to be your X receiver every time, but there are going to be a lot of times you're going to want to target him. So I think Payton will make sure that happens, so I'm not as worried about a massive drop-off from Kamara in terms of production there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Yeah, no, I'm not either. I just think he's a lock. And as long as he's healthy, he's a lock. You know, one that I think is really interesting, Chris, in terms of the number here, Jonathan Taylor, Colts second year back. I'm a big fan of his, 1,500.5 yards. If you look at his number last year, I think he was about 1,468 yards from scrimmage. So I think the natural instinct is to say, well, obviously he's going to get a little bit better. You're not asking for much for him to go over his number. But here's what I wonder about with this. So two things. One, Marlon Mack is going to come back at some point here and be part of this Colts running back rotation. And the other thing that I really wonder about is, so last year you had, you know, Taylor had 36 catches, about almost 300 yards, 92.3 catch percentage. So, you know, he made the most of his opportunities, catch the ball in the backfield. But I just wonder, you know, Nyheim Hines, who's kind of that third down back, if he gets more of those opportunities. And now the Colts Chris, you're going from Philip Rivers, who very accurate short thrower into the flat to running backs, to Carson Wentz, who has struggled in the past with kind of those short touch throws. You know, he's more of a guy that likes to throw it down the field, and maybe if he gets himself right, he could do some of that. But now, I don't love this Taylor number, even though you look at his numbers last year and you say, oh, yeah, he's going to go over it. I'm not sure on that.
Well, I think the only thing they have going for them, or the best thing they have going for them, with all the uncertainty with Carson Wentz and how good he's actually going to be, is their offensive line. And they're probably one of the top two or three offensive lines in the NFL. So I think that's going to help out quite a bit, regardless of what they decide to do. It'll help out a ton with the run game for sure. And if Wentz doesn't feel, and I don't know where his confidence level is, and I think that's a lot to do with it. If he's not very confident, I almost feel like that plays in Taylor's favor, because he's going to check down a ton if that's the case. And he's probably going to find his running back a lot, as this season goes on, if he's not feeling the confidence to go downfield. And I really don't know. I don't know, but I'm with you. I'm uneasy on the number, but I almost feel like I want to go over on this one, just because of the things I mentioned, because the offensive line is really good, because I think Carson Wentz is probably going to check down a lot. I think that might actually end up being a good bet, even though I'm slightly nervous about it.
Chris, are you buying into the Ezekiel Elliott best shape of his life or best shape of recently stories? I mean, we do this every time there's a training camp opens up. We have a new player like, oh, he's in great shape. And maybe he is, but I mean, sometimes these things don't lie. His number right now is at 1,500.5. So he's going to go over 1,500 yards, basically, and you could win the over-under on this. But the trajectory, I mean, it really is almost a straight downward slope. I mean, look at his yards per game rushing since he came in the league. 100.8, 98.3, 95.6, 84.8, 65.3. His yards per reception, almost exactly a downward slope as well. 11.3, 10.3, 7.4, a little boost up to 7.8, and then down to 6.5. His yards per touch, 9.3, 7.1, 6, 5.9, 4.8. Can Ezekiel Elliott stave off what looks like, you know, significant decline?
Yeah, and I think it'll help if Dak is fully healthy for the entire season or most of the season. I think that'll have a pretty positive impact on him. But I'm also worried about the yards from scrimmage anyway, because if you do look at the last three seasons, you're right. It's been a downward slope. And I know a lot of it is probably the injury to Dak from last year. I would stay away from this one altogether. But if I'm going to make a play, I'm probably going under on it. I think Zeke is good, but we also know the shelf life for a running back who's like him, you know, kind of a power running back who does take a lot of hits. Not very long. And this will be his sixth season in the NFL. And he's played, with the exception of, like, it was either 2017 or 2018 where he missed a handful of games, he's played pretty much most of the season, you know, 15, 16 games in his career. So that's a lot of miles on a running back. And at some point that does get to you and it does start to wear you down. So that's probably a guy I'm going to stay away from.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's at 1,654 touches. You're right. Other than the suspension he had in 2017 where he missed a handful of games, he's really never missed time. I mean, 15 last year, 16, 15, 15. And I think a couple of those times he was sitting out week 17 because they already had a playoff spot clinched. So, you know, he's basically been – he's going to post every week, which you appreciate about him. And that helps when you're going to bet over on, you know, total yards. But, yeah, I'm fading Zeke. I am out on Zeke. I'm not betting this one. Not the over with 1,500 yards. All right, you know, we got to get into the other side. This is a time of uncertainty in the NFL. So many players out there. We think we know, but we don't really know until camp opens. Who's going to surprise? Who isn't? We'll discuss. Joe Giglio, Chris Ranji. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.